In this workshop, we talk about regaining your balance. Going into this talk, I want these seniors and other people involved too to understand if you're recovering from injury or if you have problems with bad posture, that can cause a balance issue. So what we have to do is reverse that by regaining range of motion first, then strength, then better posture, so your balance improves. If not, scar tissue can ensue along with arthritis, making your problem permanent. So let's avoid that. In the show notes, I give the actual links to my exercises of the range of motion exercises of the ankle, hip, and neck, and also the lunge exercise and also the upper trap exercise. You can go right to those to get the detailed steps to learn those or listen to this podcast as I gesture with Herman, aka Vanna White, my demonstratee, and also Gino, my cameraman. All right, so go right to the talk and I'll see you afterwards.
Now I do.
Good, perfect. So all you have to see for the first part.
Okay.
What I want to do first of all is walk you through our normal balance test, okay? When that patient's come in for neck pain, or can you push record if you want?
That's what I'm doing.
Good. Okay. So if you have neck pain or back pain or injury recovery, where you come to my office using a walker or a wheelchair, my job is to have you do this. Stand up straight, where you feel comfortable here, okay? Where you feel comfortable standing against the wall with your heels, hips, shoulder, and head. That's my first job. Yes?
Okay, I'm curved and I cannot get my shoulders on the wall.
So our job, good question. So our job is wherever you are now, can you get better over time, making your back stronger, neck more relaxed, shoulders more relaxed, so overall, you can stand up straight. The straighter you are, the better balance you're gonna have, and I'll walk you through what that means. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, or if you have an ankle or knee permanent injury, how do you compensate for that? But if once we get to where you feel comfortable wherever it is, how do we work on things to make your body more range of motion, more movement in your neck, hip, and ankle? If they move better, at that point you'll have better balance. A lot of receptors that we have in our body that control our balance come from our neck, hip, and ankle. They send information to the brain to tell your body where it is. If I step off a curb and my body doesn't know what's going on, it can sometimes react normally and catch myself. Sometimes I'm going to fall. I'm assuming everyone here doesn't want to fall. You're not stunt doubles, right? Okay? So our job is to make sure we maintain that. First thing we want to do, and this is my disclosure, is why get someone to this point first? I'm going to show you the balance training test I do with my patients, my exercise, to understand what I want you to get into down the line. We'll work backwards how to get there. Okay? So pay attention. I'll do this only 5 times. Okay? First part, stand up as straight as you can, wherever you are, looking straight ahead. If I do this, what happens? My body gets used to this looking down. I drive down Euclid every day for work. I see people all day, same people like this, walking like this every day. I know why they have back pain. They might not know why, but their body gets stuck like this. Whatever position you exercise in is the posture you're reinforcing. So if you're going to exercise here, again, wherever you're comfortable, that will go back a little bit further. So if I can stand up straight, I'm going to stand here, first part of the balance test, eyes open, looking straight ahead, not at my feet. Keep my body like this. Okay, if you just start with, hold on to a wall, something solid, use your fingers only, that'll give you enough balance to maintain that position so you have the confidence you're not going to fall. If you can walk heel to toe, if not, no big deal. Okay, just walking straight. If that feels good, the second part of the balance training exercise is walking the other way, now with your eyes closed. I hear the moans and the groans in the crowd. A lot is coming out. Exactly. So that's the plan, is how do you get there? Okay. Next part of the test, if you want to venture this far, is now walk with your hand against the wall again. Now with your eyes open, heel to toe. Okay. That allows your body to use your feet and your ankles and the rest of your muscles of your lower leg to maintain your balance instead of your vision, okay? The last part for the experts and gurus in the room, other way, now with your eyes closed, heel to toe. It is a struggle, people, it's not easy. walking a tightrope. Okay? But again, you get to that point. And when you have that, again, we fall less, we have stronger muscles, and our body stays up here. It's hard to maintain balance here. Okay? So wherever we can get to, where we get here, the body has more flexibility, more motion, more nerves going off, instead of patient to your brain, we can actually rebalance yourself over time. That's the balance exercise test. Any questions about that? Okay, in this post and in the video too, we're gonna give you more things next to make sure you understand how to get there. About four different exercises, we go over four different exercises to go over how that works. Okay? First thing I want you to do, everyone sit up in your chair. Like in third grade or something like that, right? Alright. I want you to test your neck range of motion. The neck is also connected to your cerebellum part of your brain, your brain, main brain, cerebellum, back of your brain, midbrain. Your spinal cord comes down the middle. It forms the nerves that go down to your spine, out to the arms, out to the legs, into every organ of the body. It's a big branch. That cerebellum, midbrain, back here controls your coordination, all the muscles and joints in your body. Do we need our muscle joints working properly for actual to maintain balance? Everyone said yes. Okay? We need the muscles and joints to move normally to maintain balance. That part of the brain, your computer system, helps do with your eyes closed. So again, this part of your brain, when working properly, allows you to maintain your balance with your eyes closed. So you want those nerves that go to that part to work normally. If they get cut off for any reason, then it can throw off our balance. If we've had previous neck injuries before, or shoulder injuries that connect to the neck, or have bad posture, the neck straightens out, like this for example, all the joints lock up. If they lock, there's less motion. That means that won't send signals to the brain, okay, your cerebellum, actually coordinate your balance. Any questions about that? Nothing yet? All right. So we want to make sure first thing we have, and then first thing we can pinch those nerves to the cerebellum is going to be your neck joints. We want to test your neck joints right now. Okay? What I'm going to have you do is turn your head to the left. To the left, left.
That left.
That left. Okay. Can you do that where it feels pain-free? Pain-free on your left side, so I'm going to go here with you guys. Pain-free there, maybe a little tight there.
Yeah.
That's normal. Okay, if you have limited range of motion and it pinches on your left side, that's more of a joint in the neck issue, spinal joint issue, versus a tight muscle. That's the difference. The same side I'm turning to or bending to, that side should be relaxed. Other side should be a little tight as it pulls with your range of motion test. Okay? So if I go to my right side now, turn my head to the right, where do you feel tightness on your left side or right side?
Left side.
Left side, right? That's normal. Feel tight on the right side, that might be a problem there pinching the nerve that goes to the actual cerebellum, controlling coordination. Same thing here, we're going to do, yes?
Question. I feel a tightness this way.
In the middle of the spine.
To the side. Right? And over here, I feel a tightness right down here.
So if you have tightness that goes from the neck mm-hmm. down to the shoulder blade, a pinched nerve in there would run down the back too. Okay. Not that you have one, but that can happen that way. Now let's try this. So that is an issue too. Sometimes you can watch for that. Okay? So now let's try this. Let's bend your head to the left. This way. Left ear, left shoulder, as they say. If it's normal, should feel tight on the right, and the left side should be nice and relaxed, or at least pain-free. If you have, like the gentleman had a second ago, put my head to the left, have any sharp pain down the shoulder, down the chest, or down the back, that can be a pinched nerve of the neck coming from a joint being stuck in the neck, again affecting your balance from the back of the brain. Okay? Switch sides. If I bend my head to the right now, where should it feel tight? Left, right? Okay, any tightness on the right would be more of a stuck joint again, causing problems where it can have the nerves that go to the brain. Cut off nerve supply, causing things to affect your balance. Okay? Same thing with coming down. Should not be painful coming when you bring your head down to your chest. not be painful back here. Coming back especially should not pinch any nerve left or right side. Which is very common to have, especially in previous neck injuries or car accidents where people bring their head back. It pinches, so they stay here to avoid that pinch. And then start affecting their posture too, when they come like this in a walker in a wheelchair. No, avoid that. Any questions about that so far?
I find it fatigues easily here. I'm going back.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, how do we slowly increase range of motion by causing things to move better and then overall stay better? Okay. The first thing we want to do is very common to happen. This muscle here from the shoulder. Actually, I'm going to have Vanna White come for me. Kermit, can I stand up? Sure. Come on, Vanna White.
I'm Vanna today?
Vanna White, look alike. That's what happens after so many years of being on stage.
That's it.
Okay. So have you turned facing this way. Face away from the crowd.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Yep. Give me one second. We're good. So here, this muscle from the neck to the shoulder to the middle back forms a triangle. That's called the upper trapezius. If that tightens up for any reason, it can make the neck very tight. There's one muscle on his right side, one muscle on the left, here to there. We want to stretch that muscle to start with, to keep that neck loose. Okay, it'll help with side range of motion. It'll help with rotation too at the same time. What we're going to do, I'm going to have you bring your right hand behind your left ear. Look at that. Falls directions well.
Yeah.
Okay, now you want to turn your head a little bit to the left shoulder. And from there, let the weight of your arm pull yourself down towards your chest, towards your body.
That hurts.
Relax a little bit. If it hurts,
right here.
Hold on, not too much tension. Just where you feel a tightness, not a pain. Okay. A stretch should always feel tight, not painful. Good, stay right there.
Yeah.
Relax for now. I'm gonna walk through the room and kind of see, make sure everyone's doing it the right way. Not participation points.
Yes,
I can't turn very far.
That, and wherever you feel comfortable, right there.
Yeah.
Then down, wherever you feel comfortable. You want to hold for about 30 seconds. That allows your body to slowly stretch. Minute if possible, because you want to stretch ligaments here, not just muscle. You want to stretch ligaments inside the spine. Ligaments control your joint motion. That's the plan. All right. Any questions so far? Good. And I want to do is a little bit more. Let's turn your head a little bit more this way.
Did you say 30 seconds?
About 30 seconds. 30 seconds. And a little bit like this from your left hand again. Right there. And behind your ear. And then turn this way. Exactly. You want to pull right there.
Okay.
Good. Good job. You want to pull right there. Now switch sides for me too. Let's try the other side. See how everyone's coordinated here or not, like myself. How does that feel? How does that look? So let's go a little bit behind here. Right here. And then there. A little bit more right there. Go straight down toward your body.
Yeah.
What are you doing over here? 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 Now straight down. There we go. Look at that. A lot better. Vanna White, how's that feel?
Great.
Good. And that's the thing is we want to make the biggest muscle stretch first. But we're talking about the little muscles too. Okay, so always again behind the ear, and I'm going to put this video in the post also. You have a separate video that talks about this stretch. Again, behind the ear, turn your head toward the same shoulder, then down toward the body. But again, only enough where you feel a stretch, but not a pain. Okay. Any questions about that?
You do the same thing to the right?
Exactly. So if I'm going to go right side, right shoulder, right upper trap, my left hand behind my right ear, turn my head toward that shoulder a little bit, then my hand and arm pull my body toward my chest, pull my neck toward my body, and only get where it feels tight, where it feels a little bit tight. Okay. All right, so let's go here a little bit. There you go. Or we feel comfortable, turn a little bit to the right shoulder. Turn your head to the right first. There we go.
As far as I can go.
Not a problem. Or if you feel comfortable, go to that point. Okay. Now let's go from the neck down to where when I was doing the balance test. Thank you, Vanna White. You want to do one more test or are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you okay or are you exhausted?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more to do.
Uh-oh.
Here, I'm going to have you stand on the chair and jump off.
Okay, I'm
going to
Sorry, doctor.
We'll call my one now, and we'll put the other one when you have nothing to take. Sit down. Grab a seat. Here, I'm going to ask you back one more. Just get back one. And when I was doing that test, what's a major joint moving when I was doing that test? What's a major joint? About ankles, right? Ankles. Your legs too, but ankles are moving the most. Ankles are meant to maintain normal range of motion. You have a free 6 degrees of motion now. You have flexion extension, you have range of motion front and back, you have rotation also. But what you try when you're sitting there is do figure eights with your right foot. Right ankle, right foot. Just figure eights. Okay? Without moving your knee.
Oh,
now go without moving your knee. How does that feel?
That's kind of what it is.
Good. Figure eight, right? Stiff. You got to move it, figure eight. Move it around. That's your best place to raise motion. That's your contact to the ground. That can be uneven and cause you to fall. That's the time it's not to fall. And the more you can move your foot, where you feel the calf muscle and the muscle in front of the leg called the tibialis anterior. I looked that up, by the way. At that point, that allows you to actually get that range of motion moving. Because realize your ankle doesn't have any muscles. All the muscles that control your ankle are in your leg. Oh. Like your hand, all the muscles that control your hand are in your forearm. Same thing here. All the muscles control your foot motion and your feet are in your calf and tibialis anterior. You want to move these. You want to make them stronger. Yes?
I'm wondering if, because I felt so stiff, if this should be done after a bath or a shower.
Fantastic.
To warm up those muscles.
Great idea.
It won't be so stiff.
Exactly.
And then do it. Yeah?
And then do it. And do it long enough where you feel the muscle pull a little bit too. If you're going to make a muscle stronger, you want to work to where the muscle feels tight, painful, or a little bit sore. If you want to make a muscle stronger. What is it?
Yeah, a little bit sore.
A little bit sore. You have to make the muscle sore to push more blood and tissue. Tears a little bit of tissue too to make the muscle stronger. Doing this with your leg up here and holding that knee relaxed as you do it allows your joints to actually move normally. Let me grab another seat for you guys.
No.
Okay,
we're in the wrong room.
This is music class, is that what you think? Can't sing at all, so apologize.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Sorry for disturbing.
That's okay, we made it entertaining for you. For me. Okay, that makes sense though. So I'll do something. I want to do it for at least 30 seconds. Okay, that range of motion test with your foot to figure eight to make sure I'm getting enough workout to make my leg stronger so my ankle was strong at the same time. Any questions about that? Nothing yet?
Does that help with your balance?
Yes. If my legs are stronger, lower leg, if I step on something that might want to turn my ankle, I can grab myself right away.
So we should bring our leg up off the chair, probably. I'm just looking, and we're all resting our leg on the chair. So
I'm okay with that. As long as the knee's off the chair, allows you to hold that leg up a little bit, allows you to move things around. Sure. Okay. I'm okay with that. Okay.
I do that while I'm sitting in my chair with my leg up at night,
yes,
watching television.
Because if we don't exercise, what happens to the muscle?
Atrophy.
What is atrophy?
We get smaller.
Get smaller. It'll shrink. It needs blood flow with minerals and vitamins to help the tissue get strong, heal, and repair. Because it's used up its certain amount of fuel, right? It's broken all the chemicals, all the molecules, has to get it out of there, and then recycle. More circulation, more movement in the muscle. We're moving the joint, pushes fluid down there to get things fluid to come out, get you fluid in from the heart. That's how things work. We have to move. Okay? Big picture, if our body doesn't move, we atrophy, our joints become very stiff, then it hurts to move. So what do we do if it hurts to move?
Don't move.
We don't move. Does that make it worse? Yes. have to move to make it stronger and avoid what's called scar tissue. If a joint ligament, for example, especially, doesn't move enough, or same thing with your arteries too, becomes calcified. Calcium is a very dense mineral that makes things become non-elastic. Think of a rubber band. If I put glue on a rubber band, what happens? Because it's very brittle, right? It can pull right apart. Same thing, ligaments in your knee, ankle, hip, back, and neck, and shoulder. Every joint in the body, you're calcium in if you don't move enough. But if you have an injury, what do? You don't move. At a certain point, the goal is to move again and keep moving until you break up that scar tissue. If you don't break up scar tissue, what happens to that area? What does scar tissue form into afterwards? What's the next step? Arthritis. Mm. Who likes arthritis? Mm-hmm. Who likes arthritis?
You like it?
Like arthritis?
No.
Okay, good, neither. But it's two kinds, right? Two kinds is one, joint inflammation where you have rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory diseases, or infections too, which can cause arthritis too. Other is calcified bone that you put down on your joint. Arthritis in your spine, for example, to osteoarthritis, people will say. Okay, that is calcified bone where you can't get rid of it unless you have surgery. I see bad ones on people's shoulders, on their spine, on their hips, everywhere. But by causing more motion in your body, that allows them to break it down. The scar tissue, so you don't have that. You avoid that as soon as possible. Same sense, if you move, the muscle stays strong, doesn't atrophy, so your body can heal better. You need circulation by causing more motion. Okay? Next one is going to be lower back range of motion. Okay, I want to do this standing. Herman, do you want to do one more, or are you exhausted?
No, not exhausted.
Good, stand up for me.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, never mind, he's done. Right here for me. Like the neck, we have 6 degrees range of motion. We'll start with flexion to the right first. So if you want to stand up, you can. If you want to sit there, you can. Do whatever you want to do. Okay? Elective class participation. So much fun. Start with bending to your, let's turn this way, Herman. Bend to your left side. Your left, bend your whole body to the left. Again, the left side of your lower back should not feel painful. The right side should feel a little bit tight. That feel okay. And when you bend, try to bend like my body is here, right to the side, not forward, not backwards. No rotation, just right, like lateral bend to the side. All right, no soreness left side, good. Now go to the right side, bring your hand this time down the sleeve or the crease of your pants or your skirt. Let that hand slide all the way down as far as you can. The right side might be a little bunched up, like mine. Left side might be a little tight. And again, that's normal range of motion. Okay? Any questions about that? Best way to check is left side and right side. Left hand down the left part of crease of your pants. See how far that goes. And see, compared to your right side, when you bend to the right, is go down the same amount.
Oh, what hurts is the lower back here.
I know, you have previous stuff on there too. Okay. When you bend, realize when you bend enough, your back will naturally want to turn a little bit to allow more bend and sometimes pinch that lower back disc. Just be careful. Again, we only want to stretch where it feels tight but not painful. It's not torture. It's just a stretching. Okay?
Okay, how far are your feet apart when you do this?
Wherever you feel comfortable. Maybe shoulder width apart. Right there. That point, so you can maintain your balance as you move. If you're too close, you're not going to want to go as far, but make sure you feel balanced enough so you can go down each side, hopefully evenly, on both sides. Mm-hmm. Next part is bring your hands together, like this. This allows your body to have a better center of gravity. Keep your feet wide. And what I'm having you do is turn to your left side. Your left will be your square, right? Yeah. Their left. Their left.
Is over here.
Let's go their left. Yeah, it's about them, not you.
Okay.
Painful, right? Okay, and again, only where you feel tight, not painful. When you do this too, try to stand up straight as much as you can, and then do the test. Okay? Then switch sides. And see how that feels. If you switch, if you're going to your right, We want to make sure that right side feels a stretch. I'm sorry, left side feels a stretch. And then the right side feels a little bit tight. Not a pinch down the back or down the leg. It's not good. Okay? Again, we want to have normal range of motion. That allows the joints to move normally, so when we move, it doesn't want to stiff or tighten up. Any questions about that? Nothing yet? Good. Makes my job easy. Next part. For your hands and your lower back, if that's comfortable for you. Keep a little bit wider stance this time. Wherever you're comfortable, now start going back to where it feels a little tight in your lower back, or the glutes or the legs. How's that feel?
Tight.
Tight. Feels great. Best day of my life. But that's the plan, is how do we stretch things out so we feel a better normal over time, get it better and better and better. Okay, last one. If you relax, take a breath, take a breather. Now put your hands on the front of your pants or your skirt. Herman, your skirt.
Yeah.
From there. Now slide down. Your hands down, if possible, to or past your knees. And I'm okay if your knees lock out a little bit. You can relax your knees a little bit. Feel that comfort zone, so where the hamstrings may tighten up on you a little bit, the back of the leg, and or the back a little bit too. All right, see some dudes in here, some ballerinas in here too, I can see. You got previous careers in that. All right. Again, you want to hold all the positions, about 30 seconds, stretch ligaments out, and control bone and joint range of motion. Any questions so far? All right. Last one I have you do standing so you guys can relax. I wanted to wear you guys out. Here, shoulders. I'm going to turn from the side, you can see from the side. Shoulder, what you do is bring your shoulders back behind you a little bit. Feel that stretch where the middle of your back pinches together a little bit. So not up, but straight back as far as you can. Herman, how's that feel?
I got it.
Good.
Does it feel any tightness in the middle of your back here?
Yes.
You want to pinch all of it together. So you pinch them together, allows your back to stay back behind you, not forward where you hunch forward. Good job. Does that feel okay? Mm-hmm. Good. You okay?
Yeah.
All right, look like you're in a karate position, ready to go. All right. Good, relax, relax, relax. This allows, like the neck, that upper trap muscle to pull back and down and stretch it out even more. Again, when you do these ranges of motion, post in the video, to post, allow yourself to realize wherever I start, I'm going to start here, do all my stretches, range of motion, and then always come back to your neutral position. Always start at the front. So each position I gave you, 6 for the neck, 6 for the lower back, and 1 for the shoulder, allows your body to get the stretch. So hold each position 30 seconds. All right, any questions about that? The test I just gave you, again, is your exercise to make the range of motion move better. Even the ankle, too, both sides, about 30 seconds, where you do the figure eight with your ankle, with your knee nice and relaxed or not moving. You have to move your body. Okay? Other part of balance comes from your vision. This is the second part. We worked all the range of motion of the ankle, the lower back, and also the neck and shoulders so far. That's all your sensory tactile or touch type of sensation, okay, joint range of motion. Now, how does the eyes work to maintain your balance? How do the eyes work? Anybody know? It's called the writer's reflex. I looked it up and Googled it earlier. Okay. That allows your body to maintain your balance with your vision. The biggest thing is not here, it's here. Keeping your head up. So if you know the ground is stable, your body moves this way instead of this way. When you're training your body, realize it takes time for your body to adjust to a better position or a different position. When I talk to my patients, Herman, about moving better, it's going to feel awkward and weird. If I ask you to go from here and walk like this instead where your body up, it's going to feel really weird. Everything has to adjust to that. But by moving your body in this position, allows your body to want to stay here over time. That becomes your new normal. If someone's been walking like this for a long time or standing still like this for a long time, this is their normal. You got to go wherever you are, back to here, so at that point the body can get stronger maintain the normal range of motion in the joints, not develop arthritis or scar tissue, and have normal motion, then you can actually maintain better balance if and when you have a chance to fall. Any questions about that? Yes?
If I hold my hands together and my shoulders down, it seems to keep me up straight better.
It maintains your balance better.
Yeah.
Because you're upright. You don't walk away, it looks weird if you walk away at all the time.
Yeah.
But at that point, your body's here, right?
Yeah.
It's not here.
Right.
We want to get to where our body normally gets here. So wherever you are now, wherever you are, get your body up about 5 degrees where it feels a little uncomfortable. And if possible, change the weight from your toes here to your midfoot, then your heels, and stays back on here, on your heels, not on your midfoot or your front of your toes. If you walk heel to toe as we did in the military, right, Herman?
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
That's when it keeps your body back on your heels,
yes,
where your body wants to lean back, maintain that better posture over time, heel to toe, heel to toe. And get your back stronger in the same sense. If your back's stronger, a lot of your core, they talk about, right, maintains your balance from the lower body up.
So the stomach strong keeps your back strong, that keeps your posture tucked.
Keep your body. The back muscles, you have 7 layers of back muscles. You have 7 layers. Turn around, turn around. Okay. 7 layers. The strongest muscles of the back run right here.
It's hard to do that.
Both sides. They're called erector spinae muscles. You know why? Because they keep. Last part, last exercise, people. Last exercise, and we're going to be done for the day. I don't want to wear you guys out. Okay.
I'm going to ask a question.
Okay. Here, I'll demonstrate this one. I want Herman to hurt himself. Just hold on right there, right now. Side of a chair, okay? And watch me first, see if it feels comfortable for you. Here, like Gloria mentioned, how do we make our hips stronger? We can get in and out of a car, move side to side without causing problems. Okay? We want to focus on one hip at a time. So I'll demonstrate this way first, and I'll switch positions. I want to hold onto a chair where I'm comfortable and bring my foot forward in front of my other foot. Then come down, a little bit of a bend, and come back up. Okay? Does that feel comfortable? So here again, here, 1 foot forward, 1 foot back. Bend straight down.
Bend both knees, yeah.
Bend both knees, exactly. Keep the body as much as you can straight. And come back up.
And the heel is up in the back?
I'm okay. If you want to keep it down or up, it's up to you. Someone asked me that yesterday, too. Whatever works for you. Here, back up again. When you come down one position, hold it for a second, then come back up. Okay? Then switch sides when you're ready. Bring the other foot forward. And then here, body up.
Chair.
Bend down, hold it for a second, then come back up. Okay? The second allows you to not lose momentum to push yourself up. Second, then come back up. Good. Let's see you do it.
See me do it?
I want to see you do it. How's that feel? Why don't you put your hand there? Here. Looks better. Yeah. Keep moving the ankle. Get the ankle stronger. Yeah. And use a chair for now. If that feels good, then over time, as some people have, do it on your own with your head up. Your body stays here.
I can feel the ankle.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Good. Body stays up the whole time. That's number one.
I have a problem with wobbling. Like when I do this.
And the goal is over time to train your body so you don't have to walk. By doing that, for example, both sides, what I'll do for yours, once you use the exercise too, is you want to switch sides. So I'm going to stand here the same way every time. I'm going to come here, do my quick one side lunge, bring that foot backwards. Now switch feet, other foot goes in front, do a lunge on that side. Over time, feel my balance come back as I do it more and more, so I can do the balance exercise. Alright? Takes time. But make sure the body is always up first. Position is always up. It's like ballet. I never picked ballet. Let's say I did. Probably where you started here first, and then you do everything in that position. through changing your body this way. Again, switching sides as you get better and better at it. You ready? No hands. Up. Down. Hold it for a second. Up. Back again. It takes time.
You should be able to do this.
Takes time.
I know. Do this
again. See? Doing the yoga.
Are you suggesting that some of us are unbalanced?
Yes, I am too. I am too. I'm number one.
Really?
Any questions so far? In the post, I'm going to give you, in the video, all, I think we did about one. I don't have an ankle one because ankle is kind of, you understand what the ankle is. I have the low back range of motion and also exercise, the neck range of motion. Remember this one too, right? Shoulders come straight back. All that to the post too. And also the lunge too.
Will you repeat about the video again?
I'm gonna do is give you a put a piece of paper out. And if anyone who wants a video who's on the email list now, and just if you're on my email now, just leave me your name. I have your email already. If you're not on it, leave your email with me, and what I'll do is email you the link to the video for today. Make everybody famous. Hope you enjoyed that long workshop and understand that with these exercises I'm giving you, and again in the show notes, go right to them if you want specific details on the exercises, is it allows you to improve your range of motion, that improves your overall balance, and increasing your posture and also doing the balance test I talked about at the beginning of the workshop allows you to maintain your balance and also your strength to avoid neck pain, avoid back pain, things that would limit your ability to move because you have to move to stay healthy. So again, thank you for listening to all these podcasts and workshops on the Crooked Spine Show. Go to our show notes. We'll have links to the actual video, the full video. You can watch that too. And also to reviews for iTunes, Google Play, and or on their Facebook page, Crooked Spine Show. All right, so I hope you have a good day, and we'll see you in the next one.